I'm Katie Massouris, Senior Security Strategist with the Security Development Lifecycle Team at Microsoft.
Hi, I'm Billy Rios. I'm a Security PM at Internet Explorer.
Hi, I'm Nate McFeeters. I'm a manager at Ernst & Young's Advanced Security Center.
And we are here at Blue Hat, and you guys are about to talk about cloud security. Tell me about that.
That's right, Katie. We have a pretty good, interesting talk, really fun talk on cloud security. Addresses a lot of the issues, I think, that people are kind of skirting around in today's climate or environment, and we want to just hit those head on, basically.
That sounds good. So first of all, a number of people have said that it's difficult to define security in the cloud because a lot of people haven't even defined what the cloud actually is.
Yeah.
Is it software as a service? I mean, so start with that. How would you define the cloud, and then talk about, you know, securing the cloud?
Right. I think that's definitely part of the problem, is getting the definitions right. But at the same time, there are some tried and true principles for security that can be applied to any situation, including whatever the cloud may be. And so I think it's important to realize that those things don't go away, even though we're advancing to this new technology or this new paradigm. Those things still stay the same. And if we look at the implementation of the cloud as we see it today, we still see a lot of those problems.
Probably the concerning thing, I think, is not that the drastic shifts. I mean, there's obviously some new issues, but I think one of the biggest concerns is that, you know, management practices and management people, CISOs, CSOs, they're not going to have the insight into what company X that's providing their cloud for them is actually doing with security-related issues. That's a big part of our discussion.
So what would you recommend to those business decision makers who are thinking about moving some of their infrastructure into the cloud? What are some of the security considerations they need to take into account?
Yeah, I think first off, the cloud is basically the future. People shouldn't shy away from it just because it's brand new or whatever. There are a lot of business efficiencies that can be gained by going to something like cloud services. But at the same time, I think it's important that people understand the risks that are involved and they ask the right questions to their providers. You know, and we're going to touch on some of the specific questions that they should be asked, but like, what does the incident response look like? What's the communication channels look like? How do you prioritize security issues? Those kind of questions need to be, you know, very transparent. They need to be very clear, and the business and the provider need to have a very good conversation around that. So
it's, I think also it's very parallel to managed service providers, if you think of that. Like, when you take these applications or things that you would like to put in the cloud and throw them out there, it's not like your problems go away. You still have security concerns. It's not like that company is going to take care of those for you. And they're going to have their own security concerns. And what do you know about their security concerns? Because it's your data, their risk. Right, that's the big problem.
Right.
So, what about concerns from a cloud, you know, a cloud provider's perspective, where they're going to be hosting either services themselves or hosting applications?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And you know, the cloud providers are now in a situation where they're going to have to deal with security threats that they've never seen before, and they're going to have to deal with threats that, you know, they're just not very mature. We just don't know a lot about. So they have to position themselves to be able to handle those threats and address those things in a timely manner, because they're going to come hard and fast. As soon as a lot of valuable data is being put into these services, then those services become a very attractive target for a lot of attackers. And so the cloud providers need to be one step, two step, three steps ahead and understand what the risks they're going to be taking in, how their current situation changes their security landscape, and how they can adjust to that.
There's a lot of areas for the attacker to abuse the business model as well, mm-hmm. in terms of using someone else's account to ramp up a whole bunch of services,
right.
You know, and use that for whatever purposes you might use. I mean, if you think of like what Sodorov did with breaking SSL, maybe he wouldn't have had to buy hundreds of PlayStation 3s if, you know, you could use the cloud for
right.
some of that. Maybe you could force that on someone else and make them buy it for you, something like this.
Right. So you're looking at the cloud as perhaps the next frontier of botnets, essentially, right?
That certainly could be. There's probably concerns there for sure.
Yeah. So, what are some of the things that consumers who are thinking about, you know, moving their own personal data into the cloud, what are some of the things they need to think about?
I think they need to first understand what security advantages they gain by moving their stuff to the cloud. I think a lot of times, whether it's just miscommunication or just confusion, a lot of times people think that just because I move to a cloud service, somehow it makes me more safe. But that's actually not the case. So I think that needs to be understood right off the bat. And the second thing is to realize that these are very immature technologies from a security standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand all the security risks yet. hopefully those cloud providers that are going to be the leaders in the cloud security or the cloud providing space are going to be in front of those new risks, these emerging risks, and understand them better than anyone else so they can adjust. And
I think the things that a smart company would do would be to take advantage of trying to force transparency. Mm-hmm. I mean, like if you think of like, I'll draw back to the parallel of the managed service provider. When you negotiate those contracts, I mean, a smart person's going to put in things that force them to tell them about issues, to tell them about breaches, to tell them about things like this. And so I think a smart company will try to force that transparency onto those managed service providers that they're going to use, as well as the cloud computing technologies that they're going to use. You know, so if you're using a specific platform, I'm not sure how effective that will be. It probably depends on the size of your company, right? Mm-hmm. And how much weight you can throw around in terms of dollars. But there's other concerns with it as well, and I think maybe, you know, government-like concerns or compliance-like concerns, PCI, for instance. How do you deal with the breach of the cloud that's not business A's fault, mm-hmm. but yields a PCI breach? Does business A lose their PCI standing because of that? That's somewhat unfair if it was actually a fault of the service provider of the cloud services. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, the question also becomes, when is anyone notified of that potential breach?
Exactly.
So it seems like there's going to be some down-level, you know, compliance ramifications to all this, that some of the standards that our current, you know, compliance standards are going to have to be changed to adjust for this new model.
People are going to have to think about it, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's this, I mean, it's almost, it's like a, you know, a new ecosystem unto itself that has to be dealt with. Well, any final thoughts, you know, that you want people to think about when they're thinking about cloud security?
It's an interesting space. I think there's still a lot of room for things to grow, both on the defensive side and the offensive side or attacking side. but just to understand that this is going to go forward. It's not going to stop. And so we can't just ignore the security side for the cloud computing. We have to advance with it. You know, as the businesses advance, as more and more things move to the cloud, the security is going to become, you know, a higher priority for a lot of organizations.
Keeps us with jobs for a while longer, right?
That's right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining, and I'm looking forward to your talk.
Great.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.